mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us in the second hour. Al-Qaeda seen planning for spectacular attacks in the U.S. and England. Lots of martial law preparations for that. New York City scrambling to handle nuke strike. Moscow car bomb suspect beaten to death by police. Masked SWAT team storm wrong home. Beat up 50-year-old liver transplant patient here in the U.S. Heckling a Yankees fan. Landed editor in a Baltimore prison hell. And much, much more in this second hour. We also have the curator of the Andy Warhol Museum, Thomas Solskoski, coming on about how they, as an art display, have the torture photos. So we'll talk to him about this controversial exhibit coming up just for a segment or two. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Ray in Michigan. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Roy. But anyway, you know, I was standing in front of the courthouse at Lake County at one of the officers is coming up the walk, and he's talking out loud, like talking to himself, I guess. I don't know, but he's saying that, boy, he's having a good time messing with the people. And I try to stop him to let him know that he was threatened by his old words and his old action. That historically, all of these minions of the government, whether they be the bears of the cities or whatever, their threat is much bigger than ours. They're going to.
So wait a minute, you're out there, and this guy's walking around going, "I love messing with the people. I just love."
Yeah, of course he didn't use that words.
What did he say?
Well, I can't repeat what he said. Otherwise, you'll shut me off. But
that's the nature of tyranny: is when they find out their god, we're slaves, and they're going to enjoy abusing us, and that's just the way it is. They have to find those type of sociopaths, those type of control freaks, and they become the majority. They're not the majority now of the police, but they're becoming a large minority that could become a majority.
But the point of the whole thing is that if we look at this historically, what is happening, see, there's nothing new under the sun. This has all happened again and again and again.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you call in using a voice changer?
I don't have a voice changer.
You got a really deep voice then.
Yeah, well, I have a tumor in my nose.
Oh, I apologize.
But
no, because it sounds just like a voice. No, it's a great voice. You ought to do commercials, man.
Is that right?
No, I'm not trying to be mean. I apologize.
No, yeah. No problem. But anyway, if we look at this historically, if they look at it historically, if they look at every time there is a takeover, always the officials are the ones who step into the net first, and they get taken out.
So, I mean, did you have any relationship with this guy? Did he know you were listening? I mean,
well, he couldn't help but know that I could hear him. There was several of us. We were standing out there smoking a cigarette, and he's coming up the walk, and he's saying this as he's coming up the walk, and he's just having a great time messing with the people. And
he better hope that his children and his family, that they're all going to be police, because in this new future, you know, that happens. The cop sends his daughter off to some other city, and then she gets, you know, beat up by police or raped by them. He'll go, "My gosh, my daughter should be God, too." And they go, "Nope, she doesn't have the Godship."
Well, there's even, see, the point that I'm trying to get across, we know this exists, and we know it exists on a pretty big scale today. The fact of the matter is that they're not looking at this, and they need to start looking at it.
Well we're about to break, but let me ask you a question. Did you say to him, "Hey, buddy, what are you saying?" Or how did he respond? Was he shocked that a slave who's supposed to be bent over the cotton field would look even into his eyes?
I tried to stop him. I said, "Hey, buddy, wait a minute. I want to talk to you." And he took it, just kept on walking, and walked right out into the courtroom. And I was able to talk to other officers and let them know what a threat that he was to the community. And
what did they say about that?
Well, they all of them admit they've got plenty of cowboys on the force.
Plenty of cowboys. He'll be the police chief, and the guy that isn't will be the toilet attendant. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I got our next guest on because it's a great example of doublethink, of doublespeak. They show the images of torture on the news. By the way, the edited ones, that is, out of thousands of photos and videos, they just showed a few dozen photos, which were purposefully released, by the way, as part of a psyop to enrage the Islamic world, part of the Pentagon program, P2OG, to enrage and create enemies. And they show piles of dead Jews being pushed into mass graves in World War II, having their heads blown off by Nazis. They show Civil War photos. They show photos of black people being lynched. And frankly, it should be shown. You know, we can see all these simulated murders on TV, and it's all funny and entertainment, and let's eat some popcorn. But the real thing, we're not supposed to see it. And the government doesn't want you to see what they're up to, just like they don't want you to see executions. Just like they don't want you to see any of this. So it's part of a psychological warfare program, but all these people are freaking out and pulling their hair out. Now the photos are out at the Andy Warhol Museum in New York. By the way, I don't agree with some of the displays they've had that I've seen over the years, but, you know, it's their right, First Amendment. Well, they put it out there and said, this is a bad thing that happened. We're illustrating. This is about, the moral decline. And here's an article out of the Pittsburgh newspaper, another one out of the Associated Press. Prisoner abuse exhibit opens today. The Andy Warhol Museum exhibit featuring images of prisoner abuse in Abu Ghraib opens today. That was last week. And it's already causing a stir. And again, folks, they've had similar exhibits in New York City. Other museums have. Some Pittsburghers are skeptical that the photographs belong to an art exhibit, but that's just fine with museum director Thomas Solosky. I'm glad people are disagreeing because that's their right, he said. The pics show U.S. soldiers humiliating and beating prisoners, even mocking the dead, you know, who they beat to death. One soldier, Bedford County native specialist Jeremy C. Civitz, pled guilty for his involvement in the abuse, and six more have been charged, including Corporal Charles A. Grainer, Jr. of Fayetteville County. And these are just, again, some of the locals there. And, of course, Lindy England of Fort Ashby, West Virginia. And it says, former prisoner of war Howard Lauenberg, 78, of Penn Heights, questioned the artistic value of the photographs. I don't think it should be on the walls of a museum, but I think it could serve as a purpose. It can show what a little war mindset can do to you. Well, I mean, in my videos, I've got photos of, in Masters of Terror, of Japanese cutting prisoners of war's heads off. We have to document the tyranny, the murderous abuse, the killing. So it's really doublethink. And the government doesn't want to release the other thousands of photos and videos which show them raping women, raping children, beating people to death. I don't know if that should be released. Perhaps it should be released. Things should be blurred out. It should be released, with parental advisements. I mean, we need to know, folks. There's all these neocons on the radio saying, yeah, torture them. It's good. Torture's good. Well, look what you've done. The Army's own report, 70 to 90% of the people that were picked up at checkpoints, according to the Army's own report, were women and children, people that didn't have their papers in order. They were taken to some of the 32 camps over there. And so it's evil when our troops, under orders, beat somebody to death or rape their wife in front of them, and it's evil when Al-Qaeda cut somebody's head off. But not according to these double thinkers out there. Okay. Museum director Thomas Sokolowski, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's the curator or director of the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. Good to have you on, sir.
Thank you for having me.
I personally don't get it. I don't know why. I got another article here. You know, vets group decry Warhol Museum's plans for Abu Ghraib exhibit. I'm reading right here that your exhibit decries what happens and is illustrating. They have art museums about the Holocaust. Why can't we have an art display about this?
Well, I think, you know, it's a couple of things. I think people see the possibilities that someone could take this exhibition and use it as just an out-and-out indictment of the military, which it isn't meant to be. I mean, I think we'd all agree that the people who were involved were aberrant soldiers, and the majority are quite noble and honorable, and some have died for our country. But at the same time, I think some people question the idea that art is only about beautiful things, about pretty things, that you go to a museum or you go to a theater or you go to an opera house to be happy when your wife is just giving you divorce papers and your kids are acting up. And one of the reasons we did the show is that Andy Warhol himself, the artist about whom a majority of our museum is devoted, collected images of people, suicides, people jumping out of windows, people being shot, car crashes, and then would incorporate those into his artwork to make the fact of if in one side of his work, Campbell Soup meant the glories of the American way, then the opposite side was the opportunity to buy cars and maybe go drunk when you're driving and crash yourself and maybe other people. That was part of the darker side of the American way, too, and we needed to see both sides. And the idea of this exhibition was to say, not so much to indict X, Y, or Z persons who did these acts. I mean, the government is doing that, and military justice will be meted out. But the fact of, are you and I have the potential of doing these same acts when we're caught in the middle of war? I mean, there are exigent things that happen in war, and I'm not saying that they are right, but there are exigent things. But then, if you do something, let's say, to hopefully save lives, then you take that image of that nefarious act and parade it down an avenue on television. That's something that I just don't understand. And in a sense, in the photographs themselves, in addition to the interrogation techniques or what have you, you have people responding, some of the soldiers responding gleefully. So it's not even, I have to beat this guy in order to save other lives, but I'm enjoying it. And what does that really say?
And by the way, They're going to come back here and be prison guards. They're going to come back here and be police officers, and they're going to have this taste.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, and my view would be, hey, if we want to come down and say that all people, if forced into it, will act like that, I might even say that I don't know what I would do. I'll be honest enough
to say
that.
Well, let me just stop you. I've interviewed the military. I've read their own documents on this. The General Kilpinski wasn't even allowed in those sectors. It was run by the CIA and private contractors. Mm-hmm. They were ordered to do this, and, of course, no one high level will be held accountable for this. They're going to burn some of the demonic minions that did this. But, yeah, we've seen the photos. Supposedly there's these videos, and it gets much, much worse by whole levels. But, yeah, gleefully enjoying it. The pleasure in this, is shades of Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't disagree with you. And the point is, if that's what we have to do in war, maybe we need to know that. Well, as one of my friends said, why be worried about these photographs? That's why he, in particular, is very often against warfare, because when people get into a wartime situation, this is what happens. And if that is the way it is, that's the way it is. But then you can't have the double standard of saying war is glorious and war is wonderful.
Well,
if we get down in the pit, then we have to get down in the pit, and we can't have our cake and eat it, too.
Well, that's true, but, I mean, I've read documents, where the British 300 years ago go, we've got to have a war to divert attention and to create a cadre for domestic control. I mean, the government's always known, you march off a bunch of people to war, you get to bring them back as a control arm or a group of well-trained attack dogs. And so this is all part of a process. And I wonder, here's my advice to you, because you get a lot of attention and are pretty prestigious. Why don't you watch Threat Matrix or 24, and why don't you show video clips along with this exhibit later of where in these dramas they're promoting torture is good, where they even torture people to death and the good guys are doing it, because there's a larger social move where the establishment is bathing our psyches in this and telling us that it's actually a good thing.
Well, I certainly think part of the reason for us also to show these is that, as you suggested earlier on, whether it's on television or in the movies, whether one goes further to a kind of pornographic snuff film culture, it really invades us on every level. And, does it become a point when people are involved that the mayhem is almost in their minds as if they're acting out? Oh, this really isn't me. I'm play acting at being, Luke Skywalker or something, and then it's okay. It makes us, I think, though, we have a comment book in the exhibition, and although it's only been open a couple of days, I've been really surprised at the thoughtful comments, both from Americans, and then we often have foreign visitors, and some commentary by them about what they see in these photographs, and it's been very interesting, and I've been gratified by how thoughtful people have been.
Well, the exhibit is entitled Inconvenient Evidence.
Right.
And it's Iraqi prisoner photographs from Abu Ghraib. Presents a selection of the photographs arranged next to Warhol works, photos, and random cultural bits and pieces. But, again, I don't get what the whole hoopla is about. It just shows that people think this is going to be critical, so they want to try to censor it. How long is the exhibition going to be open?
It will run through November 30th. And it also, as you suggested at the beginning, it's running here in Pittsburgh at the Andy Warhol Museum, and concurrent, the very similar exhibition, not exactly the same, but under the same title, at the International Center for Photography in New York, so people who are closer to that location can see the exhibition there.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the broadcast. Is there a website for people to visit the
Warhol
Museum?
Yes, they can just go to www.warhol.org.
And how do you spell Warhol?
W-A-R-H-O-L.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've talked about it. Thank you for giving me a chance to chat about the exhibition.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, sir.
All right. There goes the director of the Andy Warhol Museum. I mean, people need to realize that there's a bigger story here. Why were the photos released to begin with? These were taken by the CIA. These were released. These were brought out, as General Parton said, to enrage the Arabs, to make America look bad, and then to make the UN look like the good cop so they can later come in as the savior. And that's exactly what's happening. The torture is much more serious than what they released, and it's going on all over these 32. Now we learn there's other secret camps, so 32 plus. We'll come back, go to Ray. Or we already went to Ray. We'll go to Glenn and Pam and John and Carlos and many others. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-FIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-FIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time. We're here live, then back from 9 to midnight Central. Going out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75 and at night at 32.10, and, of course, the Internet. And you know the websites, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We've now redesigned and relaunched InfoWars.net. Okay, we'll go to these loaded phone lines for the balance of the hour here in a few minutes, but I want to mix in some important news with that, so callers be patient with me. Again, I see one of these articles every couple days, and usually I don't even cover them. I mean, it's not my goal to sit here and bash police, but men in black ski masks and black uniforms with submachine guns busting in people's homes at 4 a.m. at night, you know, looking for drugs when they sell almost the exact same molecules as pharmacological drugs and push them on the school children. It's a joke, people. The government ships them in, then owns the private prisons of the very drug dealers that ship in the drugs. Then they grab you and put you in their own private prisons. And this is out of the Clarksville Leaf Chronicle. Mask SWAT team storms wrong home, beats up 50-year-old liver transplant patient. Clarksville police apologize for raiding wrong home. Now, normally they don't do that. So at least they did that. It's like a few months ago in Tennessee, they had a drill and ran in with the guns, started firing blanks without even telling anybody at the city council. A bunch of them got fired. I mean, it's this conditioning that's going on. Clarksville Police Chief Mark Smith said he will offer two residents a written apology for officers mistakenly raiding their home Friday night. I want to publicly apologize, Smith said this week during a press conference, adding that Friday's mistake was the first time in 28 years with the department that officers had broken into the wrong home. This is certainly no pattern here, he said. According to Smith, the police tactical team received information that a drug dealer lived at 343B Old Trenton Road. But they ended up going to the house next door. This happens in Austin all the time. They only had the letter B on the outside, which turned out to be 341B. The residents of 341B, Teresa Goulier and James Elliott, who are in their 50s, were home watching television when the masked men stormed into the house. And it says Goulier, whose arm was in a sling from a previous injury, told police that they had the wrong man and that they pointed a gun at her and Elliott, who is deaf and had recently received a liver transplant, she said. And it said Goulier went for medical help after the raid, said Elliott, and planned to go to Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville yesterday to be seen by doctors. Smith said that although he feels terrible about the raid, he insists that the officers never use excessive force, but because Elliott resisted, officers had to control him by bringing him down, he said. And then it goes into how they grabbed the guy who stood up and was deaf and waved his arms and slammed him and jumped on top of him. And we've got all the photos of cops smiling while they do this, dropping their knee on the back of your neck. I mean, it's a joke. We ensure it's done safely with minimal amount of force as possible, Smith said. But Goulier and Elliott's attorney, Thomas Meeks, said that what the police did is unacceptable. And it says, what justification can you give to kick a 54-year-old man who's down on the ground? Well, that's freedom. I think for him waving his arms, they should have probably taken him to prison for life. Meeks said about Elliott, who was a Vietnam War veteran, all he saw was men in masks and rifles. Well, he'd been taught that was terrorist. No, that's freedom. He was terrified. Then to get knocked down and to be stopped, they picked him up like a suitcase. The police department said they acted in normal procedure, but that's not normal. Smith said the man they were actually looking for was Jeremiah Taylor, 24, who was arrested and charged Friday night with possession of ecstasy for resale. A separate warrant was taken for a raid on his home. Taylor was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and set at $28,000. And it says the mix-up happened because drug agents with Major Crimes Unit who got their information from an informant, but even though the address was reportedly checked before the raid, the wrong house was still entered. Yeah, a lot of these articles, you know, were some 65-year-old Republican official who's an insurance mogul, has him bust in his house, and he just runs around the corner, you know, so they shoot him 12 times. You know, it's... But usually the story you see is... Is 75-year-old Hispanic immigrant shotgunned in belly. You know, here in Austin, they come in the house and shotgun somebody in the wrong house, you know, wrong person. Or they shoot their own cop and then try to frame somebody. We even caught them doing that in Midland a few years ago, where they shoot their own officers and try to frame up the innocent guy. But it turned out his that it was a black powder rifle locked up in a safe, so the cops had to admit that they tried to frame him. That's the scary part, man. They come to your house, they shoot their own people. Usually they're going to go ahead and frame you. Well, what are we going to do? You shot Billy Bob. Let's just frame this guy. All right, team leader, we'll do it. Go, Joe. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. You've tried the vet and prescription drugs, but the cost is taking a toll on you, and the side effects are taking a toll on your pet. Well, now both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceuticals or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added spirit and energy. Call 1-800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It'll turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 1-800-882-3213 today or visit the web at northern-seas.com to learn more about Pet Wonder. That's northern-seas.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to be on the cutting edge of what we do here on this broadcast, if you want my book, Paul Watson's book, all of my videos, my new videos when they come out weeks before they're available, the best audio interviews we do, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's only 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year. 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. $5.95 a month, and it just begins to pay for our bandwidth prices and the things we're doing, and of course paying webmasters and providing these powerful websites. You also support us in our outreach to the masses, because still, you know, we put out tons of free video, audio, stuff on the websites, big 40-minute clips of my films, 30-minute, hour-long clips, certain TV reports I do, we go ahead and put on the site for everybody to see, and then, you know, 500,000 people go watch it, and I get a $5,000 bill. So you're also supporting us, getting the word out to others in our outreach by signing up at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're online. Of course, my new film, American Dictators, is up there. George Humphrey's video is up there. 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, all of my other films, a bunch of other great videos. Now, I don't know, it's like 40 or 50 weekly reports are up there, hundreds of audio interviews. PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up today, my friends. Also, what's really important is getting hard copies of my films and the other great films I carry, to make copies of them, to get the VHS or DVD, to pop it in, to, you know, to make a copy every night when you go to bed, to give it to friends, to family, to neighbors, to talk show hosts, to put them on Access TV, to affect change. That's why all of my videos You're authorized to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes, and I want to thank those that have done so. 11 films, America, Destroyed by Design, America, Wake Up or Waco, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Matrix of Evil, American Dictator. So these are all excellent videos that you need to have, that you need to get out to people. And then, of course, we carry a bunch of other great videos that you need to get by other researchers and authors and books, and it's just all there on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure shopping cart, or you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And secondarily, this does support us, and the more you support us, the more we can do. And the new film, American Dictators, is documenting the staged election of 2004. It gets into Bush and Kerry, Skull and Bones, being cousins. We go back to Bohemian Grove, interview locals. Then we get into their policies. We get into Ralph Nader basically being a stooge. It's all in the new film, American Dictators, which is only $19.95 because it's 90 minutes long. My other films are all over 2 hours long, some almost 3 hours, so they're $25.95, $20 a piece when you order three or more of any of my original 10 films. That's a big discount, so be sure and take advantage of that. And if you've got any questions about the films or different discounts we have, you can also call the number and find out, 1-888-253-3139. Let's go back to the calls, and we'll get back into New York City, scrambling to handle nuke strike and a lot more. Let's go ahead and talk to, up next is Glenn in Colorado. Thanks for holding her on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex. I'm on the cutting edge. I thoroughly enjoy PrisonPlanet.tv, and I encourage everyone to join me in obtaining all the information that's there. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, thank you for your support.
You put out such a great, so many different products at such a low price, and everybody needs to get their hands on all this good information. The reason I was calling, Alex, is this past Friday, and I'm in the heart of Northcom territory. The Denver Post, big headlines last Friday, Columbine file gone. Big headlines, grand jury says evidence lacking for indictment. Jefferson County officials deny attempt at cover-up, and then the families are saying, well, the conspiracy is now confirmed. And so I guess we could have guessed all of this, but it finally came out. Actually, I was quite shocked that they even had a grand jury thing, but Ken Salazar is running for Senate, and I think he felt that it'd make him look good, and he did get a lot of praise for actually doing a grand jury, but nothing came out of it, basically.
Well, on April 20th, 1999, two teenagers supposedly put over 120 bombs, some of them large propane bombs, in the school. That's ridiculous. Didn't happen, folks, as they say it did. Then they go in and shoot people, and I got the video of the children coming out, the young people coming out and going, there were four masked men. They were shooting. Then they release like 20 seconds, 15 seconds of the video of them going to the lunchroom. They don't release the dozens and dozens of videotapes they admit they have. Then police start crying and admitting, oh, I shot the children we were ordered to. They were trying to run out of the building. That's Rocky Mountain News. I mean, that's En Road to Tyranny. And then you've got the sheriff meeting with the principal, the school, about 40% empty. I had the Rocky Mountain News editor on a few years ago, and I said, you know, for almost 3 hours, the police didn't go in. And he goes, no, Mr. Jones, it was almost 4 hours. So it was worse than I thought. And, you know, ask yourself that. And then they just had this shooting of a security guard up at the Illinois State Building. And the guy admittedly escaped, but they went ahead and locked everybody in their rooms for an hour, ensuring no one can get away when there's a real mass shooting. So all of this is very suspicious, and you have Harrison Kleibold, you know, their parents are government people, one a psychologist, one an Air Force officer, involved in defense contractor jobs, and On top of that, you've got them in some weird program in 1991. There was a 2020 piece about a weird suicide program, a test program, teaching the kids how to commit suicide and weird occult teachings going on at the school. This is mainstream news, having them getting coffins every day. Harrison Kleibold ran the school's computers. The police wouldn't do the search warrant to the house after all this had happened. Why not? Because, folks, this is very obvious. Can you say Russian school? Okay, what you hear isn't what really happened. And, of course, the son of a prominent FBI agent founded the Trenchcoat Mafia there 2 years before in 1997. Go ahead.
That's exactly it, and it's a shame that people don't realize that. I talk to so many people around here, and they have no clue what went on, and they just think, you know, these two teens just went off the deep end. And of course, you know, we also find out that they were on some of these wonderful drugs that they have under the New Freedom and so forth. So it's all a big mess. But anyway, it's good that some of this is finally coming out. I mean, actually, the Denver Post saying, you know, conspiracy confirmed.
Do me a favor. Email that to the webmaster at Prison Planet.
I sure will. No problem.
Thanks a million. Good to all hear right. from you. Thanks for holding. Let's talk to Pam in New Mexico. Pam, welcome.
What? Hello?
Yes, Pam.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
I'm here. Okay, I'm sorry. Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I've been in what has been called the 9/11 truth movement ever since the get-go, ever since 9/11 happened, and I smelled a rat. And since then, I've been sending out your books and videos and Paul Joseph Watson's book and George Humphrey's books, video and pamphlets, and David Ray Griffin and Eric Humschfeld. And I thought I had sort of naively assumed that everybody else that was doing the same thing that I'm doing, a lot of people are trying to get the word out as best we can. I just naively assumed that everybody had the same motivation as I do to wake Americans up and to our government's complicity. But I just read this thing on Wrens.com's website, The Creepy Sides of the 9/11 Truth Movement by Angie something. There's no last name given. But she posits a very scary scenario that some of the people involved in the 9/11 truth movement are doing it for different reasons, to put the cast America in a bad light, and so that the New World Order or the UN or, you know, that the world will gang up against us and be more open to the UN or to the New World Order. And I might discount all this except for the fact that I just saw in Newsweek, I saw a full-page ad for Eric Hubschmidt's book and video, and which I think is great.
Wait a minute. In Newsweek?
Newsweek, the September 20th edition of Newsweek. There's a full-page ad for Painful Questions.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful. It is wonderful.
And who's offering it? Eric Hubschmidt?
No, this guy, well, actually, I guess it is Eric, because the 800 number, I think, is Eric's number. But the person who endorses it and who's paying for this big ad is James W. Walter.
Let me stop you. We actually have him coming up in the next hour. And, you know, he's a guy who's paid for other big ads exposing the Iraq war. I mean, that there are some people who I'd call middle class. Somebody's worth, you know, $10 million, folks. That's not, you know, there are people that are worth $10 billion who aren't even in the elite. I mean, I think that's great news. And, you know, what you're going to have in any type of movement is some people who think everybody's an agent, everything's bad, and, oh, my gosh, you can't trust anybody. You know, oh, what are we going to do? But, no, I think this is good. Because I've been letting you go for a while. Let me just talk a little bit for a second.
Okay.
Okay, there are people in the 9/11 movement who want to try to control it and put out their spin. I don't think from what I've seen that the gentleman you just mentioned is doing that. And I think Eric Hubschmidt's videos are absolutely amazing and absolutely vital. And I'm so glad to hear about this because I had just gotten the news that the gentleman you just mentioned – is going to spend $1 million on advertising things to get the truth out. I think that's wonderful. Again, I've said for 2 years that the globalists will allow some of 9/11 to come out to then try to demonize America to make the UN look like the good cop and the savior. But that's not happening. People are figuring out that this is a larger global operation. And so we've got to bring the truth out regardless. America didn't do this. Criminal elements promoting the global government did.
Right, right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. The other thing I wanted to mention is, I'm glad to hear you say that, is that David Ray Griffin's book, and I sent that book out, which I think is excellent to a lot of people, too, but the Richard Falk, who did the introduction to David mm-hmm. Ray Griffin's book, is apparently, according to this woman on this website, is a member of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations.
I don't know that, but listen, I appreciate your call. Folks, regardless of, and I'll have to research that, I mean, a lot of the stuff you see out there on the net, and I haven't seen this particular thing, is just, you know, ridiculous. It's smoke screens. But regardless, folks, half of New Yorkers think the government was behind 9/11 in a Zogby poll. You know, we have to be prepared to win. We have to be prepared to see it all come out. You know, it's like the last caller with the Denver Post saying, you know, conspiracy, government covering up Columbine. You know, we have to be prepared for the truth to come out. That's what we've been doing. I mean, in 1800, you were an evil kook if you didn't support slavery. But 65 years later, you were a kook if you were for slavery. So, you know, before Galileo came out, you were a kook if you thought the world was round. A few years later, you were a kook if you thought it was flat. So we're going to win this fight. We have the truth on our side. And if people want to pay to put full-page ads in major newspapers to promote people's works to expose 9/11, let me just say it, more power to them. More power to you. This is very exciting. And I just think it is absolutely amazing. Now, you can call back and talk to the guests when they're on, but I just, you know, I read some article along those lines. I don't know if it's the same one about a week ago, and I just don't see any meat and potatoes in it. But regardless, the government did stand down on 9/11. There were these drills. The bin Laden family was flown out of the country. Public officials were called and warned not to fly. The Bush did have the launch orders to go up against Afghanistan on his desk 2 days before 9/11. They did train the supposed hijackers at U.S. military bases. Building 7 was blown up. All of this is admitted, and I'll continue to tell the truth and expose it. Now, when we do expose the Abu Ghraib photos, we point out we believe the Pentagon released these on purpose to demonize America. But we go to the next level and expose that, therefore expose them. Truth is the antiseptic to this disease, sunlight. And I suggest we get it out there, people. Just stay focused on exposing the New World Order. Stay focused on exposing 9/11, because 9/11 is the basis on which they built this entire fraud, this whole police state. Believe me, if they wanted the truth of 9/11 to come out, to, you know, totally demonize America, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission would have done that. No, we're forcing their hand. Are there individuals out there who, you didn't name, by the way, who I think there's evidence is clear are trying to put out this info and take control of the movement and ensure that the real facts don't come out? Yes, that's going on. Are there people out there who are trying to demonize those of us in the movement that are exposing this? Are there those out there that want to just say it's the U.S. government? Yes. But regardless, this isn't a movement run by Alex Jones or Eric Hufschmidt or George Humphrey or Michael Moore with his whitewash film. It's about you checking out the facts for yourself. It's just that simple. It is up to you to take action. It is up to you to get involved. It is up to you to expose the New World Order. And you know you're good, so be that leader. And whoa, don't expose 9/11. That could bring down America. Well, if we don't expose that it was a globalist operation, it could aid the globalists. But the globalists, what they're trying to do, certainly, is whitewash it. And they're doing that through mainstream media. Well, there were some discrepancies and some drills and some prior knowledge, but it's all accidental. You know, that's the predominant spin that we're seeing. By the way, if you want Eric Hufschmidt's great video, we have it, and we have his book, his colored book, 9/11 Painful Questions, 9/11 Painful Deceptions is the video. We have it on VHS and DVD, and that's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. All right, we'll come back and get into some more news. Then we'll get to John and Carlos and Lee and many others. So everybody, stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, the earlier caller mentioned, that individual's coming up, Jimmy Walters, saying he's going to spend a lot of money exposing 9/11, and he's done this in the past on other issues. And so we'll watch and see what happens. But I say running an ad for Eric Hufschmidt, I mean, that's the best sign I can imagine. That film is so well documented, it's an amazing video. So good job. I'm very excited. We got to get the truth out of it. It's over, folks. New York City scrambling to handle nuke strike. New York Post, if terrorists detonate a nuclear bomb in the city, as many as 1 million people will have to be tested and treated for radiation, and officials will confront mass hysteria that could cause as many casualties as the device experts say. Of course, the government hasn't told you to get potassium iodate, which will fill the thyroid with good iodine if there is a nuclear attack or a dirty bomb, which would protect you. It's the number one cause of death. As the thyroid filling up with radiation, with uranium or plutonium, but my goodness, no, but just go to them for help. They'll take care of you. And imagine how they'll re-engineer this society if they do carry out that attack. But more than 3 years after 9/11 attacks, the city health department only now is creating a plan to deal with the doomsday scenario. The department says it will award a $150,000 contract later this year, funded by the Federal Department of Homeland Security, for the step-by-step blueprint detailing the city's reaction to nuclear disaster, how to lock it down, how to control, how to put people in camps. The request for proposals from experts bidding on the contract says the new protocols will complement current disaster plans, but notes that in the case of mass screenings, there are no federal or other guidelines to respond to this type of demand. Well, New York's gotten their sound wave cannons to knock out whole crowds, and their microwave guns, of course, have been told have already been deployed. So they're ready. You try to escape, they'll just fry you. It's all part of the new freedom, and it gets into all the martial law implications and all the things they're going to do. It's very, very scary. Here's another one out of the Washington Times today. Al-Qaeda seen planning for spectacular attack. U.S. intelligence agencies concluded recently that Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, fearing its credibility, is on the line, is moving ahead with plans for a major spectacular attack despite disruptions of some operations by recent arrest in Britain and Pakistan. Officials said recent intelligence assessments of the group, which is blamed for the September 11th attack, state that an attack is coming and that the danger will remain high until November 2nd elections and last until Inauguration Day, January 20th. And, of course, Ridge is out every month saying Al-Qaeda is probably going to strike during the election, give up all your freedoms to us, and their poll numbers go up. It's pretty obvious what's going on here. You know, they've pointed out that every time the government needs to bolster what it's doing, Al-Qaeda pops up. You know, Colin Powell in Congress says Al-Qaeda has just released a new tape to Al Jazeera saying we work with Saddam. And then the news media all ran out of the room. They come back, well, that's not on TV. They don't have that. And he goes, oh, they'll be getting it soon. I mean, it's always there, just like they were used to attack the Serbs as a pretext. Al-Qaeda was in the late 90s. It's like they're always used over and over again. And London terror evacuation plans have been found. Sky Television, this is all part of the preparation, leaking all of this. And the local newspaper received a copy of it. The 68-page dossier was headed Operation Sassoon, Metropolitan Police Traffic Plan for Mass Evacuation of London, and, of course, martial law. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda will vote for Bush, says Envoy. The British ambassador to Rome, Sir Ivor Roberts, caused uproar in Italy yesterday after he accused President George W. Bush of being the best recruiting sergeant for Al-Qaeda. Well, that's actually true. His private comments were leaked in the Italian press yesterday and caused consternation at the Foreign Office, which said they did not react and reflect government policy. Third hour is coming up. We're going to have Jim Walters on the broadcast with some amazing developments. If you don't want to miss it, please stay with us. Hello, folks.